T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Smoking, when someone finally gets cancer, lung cancer in your family. It's the same thing with this mask. Chuck Woolery, he was a game show host, seems like a nice guy. He put out this crap earlier this week that COVID's a hoax and masks are a joke. And then his son gets COVID-19. Now he's contrite and says masks are great. And the wonderful gentleman who called right before the break said he didn't believe in masks. Paul. Then he says his wife gets COVID-19, and she's a nurse, and now he believes in masks. Look, all I'm saying is, come on, man. Don't wait till somebody gets sick. Just wear a damn mask. My friend, County Executive Rich Fitzgerald, joining me. Right, Fitz? I mean, come on, man.
Marty, you're 100% right. I mean, the evidence is overwhelming. I mean, you'll get every once in a while somebody way out on an outlier saying that it's not true. 99% of people know that it is. And they, from the CDC to the NIH to now politicians of both parties are on board with wearing a mask is, you know, if not the best thing, one of the best things we can do to prevent the spread.
Well, it's something. I mean, come on, Fitz. I mean, honestly, man, in the world that we live in with so many folks hurting and cripes, man, people screaming and yelling, come on, man, it's a mask, Fitz. I mean, how hard is it? Why is this suddenly somebody's big fight against the man? Can you understand that at all, Fitz?
I do and I don't. I mean, you know how people, you know, when authority, the government, you know, their boss tells them to do something, they don't want to do it. And you're right, wearing a mask is easy. This isn't a great sacrifice. This isn't some, you know, horrible burden right. That you have to walk around with a 100-pound sack on your back, you know. This is easy to do, and people make them available. There are a lot of institutions will be at the door when right. You walk in, giving them to you, and they're, you know, other than the fact that if you're really working out and breathing right. hard, it's easy to do, and it's for everybody else. It shows you are considerate of your neighbors. It's really not so much just for the person wearing it. It's much more for the other people that you're around, your family members, your neighbors, your coworkers. That's who it's for.
I'm with you, man. County Executive Rich Fitzgerald joining us on the DISC Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Hey, Fitz, let's make some news this morning. I understand. I'm being told that you're going to put in place the same rules that apply to the restaurants around the state. Is that fair to say, sir?
That is exactly right. I think the release is probably going out as we're speaking, but yes, the Allegheny County order that Dr. Bogan is putting out will go along with what the state has done. There's a few minor modifications. You still will not be allowed to smoke indoors. I think in some of the places around the state, you might be allowed to smoke indoors. So in Allegheny County, you will not be allowed. And then the other differences will be at 11 o'clock in the evening, it will be takeout only. So the indoor dining will go back. You won't have the drink limit. You will have, what's the other thing? The 25%.
Are you there, Fitz?
Proceeding. So, yes, okay. It'll be pretty uniform to the rest of the state.
I lost you the cell phone cutout. So what is now happening?
Oh, I'm sorry.
When will it go into effect, Rich Fitzgerald?
Tonight, 5 o'clock. I think 5 o'clock tonight. So for this weekend, people will be able to have indoor dining. They will be able to have 25% capacity, just like the rest of the state. you will not be allowed to smoke indoors. Some places around the state, I think you are allowed to. So Allegheny County will still prevent smoking indoors. And 11 o'clock will be the cutoff time. After 11 o'clock, it all becomes takeout again.
By the way, first of all, I commend you for your leadership in this because you've been taking so much grief over it. But I also want to make sure the folks know this doesn't mean we're in the clear. In fact, I'm told the numbers are very high today.
The numbers are mixed today.
Okay.
And we still have to go through the data. The problem with these numbers and the problem with testing, and I touched on this yesterday, is the lag time.
I see.
So if we have high test numbers that show up today, but the test was actually taken 2.5 weeks ago, it clouds the judgment that you need to make. I mean, if we were 10 or 11% from 2 weeks ago, but now we're getting down to 7 or 8%, we're improving.
Nice.
But all those numbers are thrown in together and released on, you know, today's date. It makes it tough. So there's a lot of data analysts beyond the raw number that comes out that the health department has to go through and sift through.
Hey, at the end of the day, man, the only thing I know you're convinced of that I'm convinced of, you know, we sit at home here in the Berg, and what you have done in terms of keeping this under control and the businesses have done is astounding, quite frankly, if we compare ourselves to Texas and Florida and California. I think the only thing folks need to do is keep their numbers in the back of their mind when they decide to go out and not wear a mask, because we don't want to get there, because what's happening in those southern states, Fitz, is tragic and frightening, is it not?
It is tragic, it is scary, and it puts so many things at risk beyond just, you know, your health, your family's health, your community's health. It's our future. It's also our economic future, because I want to tell you, we talk to companies still, they're making decisions based on, you know, quality of life and safety. And all of a sudden, Florida and Texas and some of these places don't look so good because they're making some bad decisions. They're making some bad political decisions, not based on science. So you're right. I know we've been in the red, we've been in the yellow, we've been in the green, and we were good, bad. As long as this virus is here, as long as we don't have a vaccine or a treatment, we are always going to have to be vigilant. So you started off by saying wear your mask. You're absolutely right. Wear your mask and keep distant from people, especially indoors if you can.
Rich Fitzgerald, I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you doing this. I really respect and admire your leadership. Thanks, Fitz.
Thanks, Marty. Right. Hang in there. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, brother. Made some news there. So before we go to break, just so you know, so the restaurants, 5 o'clock today in Allegheny County, a lot of them think this is a big break. They can serve inside, social distancing, obviously, 25%. They can serve, and alcohol, good things.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.